Sota Perik Vav Mishnah Aleph 6:1, new Perik, but we return to an old topic. According to the Bartanura, we're going back to the topic we started with in the very beginning of the Masechta, and that is the requirements for triggering stira, the legal seclusion by which the woman would now have to prove her innocence by drinking the waters, otherwise she remains forbidden to her husband. So here, if you recall back there, it said that Rabbi Yehoshua held he needed two witnesses for stira, but Rabbi Eliezer said even one witness is sufficient. So here the Mishnah says, Misha kina leishto, if someone formally notified his wife, put her on notice, she may not seclude herself with that man in front of two witnesses, then venistra, and then she's secluded. But how does he confirm the seclusion? Afilu shama ma'of haporeach. Literally, that means even if he hears from like a bird passing by, which means any witness, essentially. So before he had said in Mishnah Aleph, one witness. We're saying that witness can be essentially anybody. Yotzevit and Ksuba, at that point, we believe this testimony that she has had stira. She's been secluded with this man, even if the witness is, let's say, a usually not acceptable witness, like a slave or a woman or a relative and so on. If someone tells us she had stira, we believe them. And then the halacha is that the rules, although the Mishnah does not say this explicitly, the halacha is the rules of the suspected sota kick in, and she is forbidden to her husband until she proves her innocence. And if she doesn't prove her innocence because he doesn't want to give her the water to drink, but rather divorce her, then yotzi, he divorced her, and vitein ksuba, he'll have to give her ksuba because she could have proved her innocence by drinking the waters, but she wasn't afforded the opportunity. So essentially, according to the Bartanura, this is essentially nothing new here at all. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Now Rabbi Yehoshua, who the halacha follows, Omer, he says, Ad she yisu v'yitnu ba mozros b'lavana. He is saying something a little different here. The words literally mean, until the women who weave by the moonlight are talking about the situation. They're gossiping about this improper relationship. So the case is as follows, according to, I think, most Mavarshim, how they understand the Bartur and Rashi, is Rabbi Shua says, if you only have one witness that stira happened, although that's not enough to obligate the husband and wife to separate until she drinks the waters, that's not enough. But if everyone in town is gossiping about the fact that she had stira with that man, so that's enough now to say, listen, although technically, legally, he doesn't have to divorce her, it's improper to keep her as a wife because it's just improper to have a wife about whom everyone is saying that she's having an affair, certainly after he suspected it himself by doing the formal kinui process. And we have one witness who says they were even secluded. So that's already now crossed the line. And although she's not technically forbidden to him, he is required to divorce her because of the impropriety of the situation. But since he's divorced her and she didn't legally cross that line of forcing, you know, this marriage to come to an end, so therefore she will still keep her ksuba. That's what the Bartanura learned, and essentially that's how the halacha is reflected in the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch. So I should really sort of stop there, because the only time I really go against or add to the explanation of the Bartanura is when the halacha goes not like him, and the halacha basically is like how I described it. Like Rabbi Yeshua. And notwithstanding, there are those who learn the Mishnah differently. I want to say their pshat, because their pshat certainly is much easier to read in the words of the Mishnah. And the issue is as follows. First of all, the first part of the Mishnah has no chiddush when it comes to Rabbi Eliezer, and it uses this rather poetic phrase of afilu shama ma'of ha-pareach, even if he heard it from like a bird flapping by. I mean, it's not really the way of the Mishnah to speak in poetry, if what that means is any witness, it could have said, Eid Echad, any witness, even if it's a whatever, an Eved, and so on, as we in fact have in the next Mishnah. That being the case, that's a question. And second of all, if the point of Rabbi Eliezer is one witness now allows her to drink the waters to prove her innocence, and until then she's forbidden to her husband, that's what the Mishnah could have and should have said. Why did it focus on the, and if they don't, then Yotzi, then he has to divorce her, Vita and Ksuba, and give her her Ksuba. That seems to be the secondary issue, or the primary issue. So because of that, there are those who learn that this Mishnah is not just essentially a repeat, the first part's not a repeat about what we saw back in Mishnah Aleph of Perek Aleph, rather this is a new topic. And this topic is something a little different. It's a topic of what happens if we haven't crossed the line where he and she are forbidden to be together, but there's gossip going on about her. So at what point does the gossip require that for propriety's sake, he should divorce his wife, even if it means giving her ksuba? But the point is, they shouldn't stay together because it's ugly. What's going on and what people are talking about, it's improper. So that's why the Mishnah would read according to those, Misha kinele ishto, a man suspected his wife of having an improper relationship, he did a formal kinu with her. And then Nistera, she secludes with that man, but how does he know? Only afilo sham ofo parech, hears however he hears. Either, you know, anybody starts, they hear anybody's gossiping about it, even if, now literally, even if he hears like a parrot repeating over that, you know, his wife secluded with this man, meaning the parrot is repeating what somebody somewhere was gossiping about her. The point is, anybody, if he gets wind of it, that people are, anybody, small amount of people are talking about her having this affair, she was secluded with him, although since there's no two witnesses to that effect, so he's not forced legally to separate from her and allow her to drink, if he wants to. No, it's just simply saying, Yotzi Vitein Ksuba, if people are talking about it, even though there were no witnesses that he can identify, because all he needs is one witness, but there are no witnesses he can identify, but people are talking about the stira, so then that's really enough to say it's ugly and he should divorce her, for propriety's sake. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Ad She Yisu Vitnu Ba Mozras Belavana. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's a whole different level. It's when the level of gossip reaches the point that everyone's talking about it. At that point, he has to divorce her.